Welcome to episode 4 of the Untapped Potential podcast, where we dive deep beneath the surface of behavioral disorders like chronic skin picking, hair pulling, nail biting, and cheek biting, also known as BFRBs or body-focused repetitive behaviors. We dive deep beneath the surface of these disorders to figure out what it takes to heal and what we should be doing. My name is Rafaela Marie. I am your host. I'm also a dermatillomania coach. I struggle with chronic skin picking for over a decade, and I've dedicated the past 4 years to uncovering what it takes to heal. And this is what I'm going to be sharing with you throughout all these episodes. And today we're going to be talking about a very, very triggering topic, and that is acne. How do we manage acne breakouts? How do we manage how triggering they are? How do we go about an acne breakout without making it worse, without falling into big picking sessions? This is such a huge trigger. And it can be so hard to know what to do. And when we get acne breakouts, we can really feel like we're out of control. And honestly, the anxiety of fearing what we're going to do to our skin when an acne breakout happens can be really hard to deal with. About 4 days ago, my skin broke out in lots of little white pimples, 14 to be exact. And as you can imagine, if you struggle with chronic skin picking, you know how overwhelming it can be to see that, to look in the mirror and think, oh my God, what is happening? What am I going to do here? And to fear how you're going to react. You can feel the urge, like you want to fix it. You want to make it go away. You want to get that sense of satisfaction of getting rid of it all, while also being conscious of the fact that you're going to make it a whole lot worse. And then also having the feeling like you're not really in control and you can't hold yourself back. Now, I want to let you know that it doesn't have to be that way. You can have acne breakouts and stay in control and not make it worse and not pick your skin. I know this because I struggled with chronic skin picking for over a decade, and I've just had it. I'm in the middle of an acne breakout and I have not picked at my skin. And I want to share with you the strategy and the process I am using and I use in similar situations to help me leave my skin alone. So what I'm going to do to start with is I'm actually just going to walk you through the exact process that I took when I got up in the morning and I saw, that's a whole lot of pimples. I want to take you through the process of what I was thinking, what I did, and how I reacted to the triggers and the urges that came up, because I have recovered from chronic skin picking. It doesn't mean that I don't get urges. It doesn't mean that I don't feel the pull to pick at my skin. It just means I'm very good at redirecting myself and understanding where the urge is really coming from and how to handle that and how to meet the need that is underneath the urge. Because just side note, underneath the urge to pick our skin is a need. And when we meet that need in a healthier way, it reduces significantly the need to pick our skin. Because skin picking is a tool and it is fulfilling a need of some sort that we are potentially not consciously aware of. So here's the process I took myself through. So actually the night before, I noticed I had quite a few little red dots on my face and I thought, that could be interesting in the morning. So I was a little bit aware already that it could potentially turn into a breakout. And it did. So I got up in the morning, I looked in the mirror first thing. And you know how when you are just waking up and you go into the bathroom, switch on the light, that's probably not the best first thing to do. Normally, when I get up in the morning, I don't turn the light on in the bathroom until I've fully woken up. I've had breakfast. I've done a lymph massage. For those of you who don't know, that's just a way to help your body detox. And I do that every morning. So normally, I don't turn the light on. But obviously, from the night before, I was curious, how does my skin look? Now, understandably, it would have been better if I just not done that straight away as soon as I got up. But, you know, no one's perfect. And it's okay if I don't do everything perfectly. So I turned the light on straight away and I saw what was waiting for me. And look, I leaned in. I was looking at every little spot and I actually counted because I thought, this is friggin' ridiculous. Oh my God, what is going on here? And I was feeling them. I was scanning them with my hands. I was looking at them and I was like prodding around them. You know, and you know how that normally goes. Normally, when we get to that level, we're down that slippery slope and we're not stopping. But the thing is, because I have been practicing this for a very long time and I've been practicing awareness and been practicing self-control and impulse control, when I recognized, and this is still in my half asleep state, when I recognized that I was getting close, I was slipping towards a point where I was going to fall into a picking session, I didn't back away from the mirror. I simply took a breath. I brought my conscious mind back into the room. I brought my conscious mind online and I focused on what I was doing and I took a deep breath and I felt in to the tightness that was in my chest. You know where that urge comes from, that feeling of like, oh, I need to fix this. I need to get rid of this. Oh, the anxiety. I really breathed into that. I took a deep breath and I breathed out. And I took another deep breath in and I breathed out. And I asked myself, do I really want to do this? And I really looked and I thought, look, is this actually going to help my skin if I continue down this path? And I acknowledged, no, it's not. If I start on one, I'm going to do them all. And then potentially some of them will become more inflamed. And then, you know, when you start on one, it's really hard to stop afterwards. So I thought, okay, I understand. Like, these are little white pimples. So technically, in my rule book, certain pimples for me are okay to pick at. Are not necessarily pick, but are okay to drain out. It depends on how it is and if it's going to do more damage or not. Now, these pimples I could have, because they were just little white ones. Technically, I could have, but I recognized that there were so many of them that if I did, probably a few of them would maybe get infected. They would get swollen. I would cause little red dots and that would be much more visible and would disturb me way more. And also I would potentially lead myself into that cycle of, well, I've started now I need to keep trying to fix my skin. As I was taking that deep breath in, I recognized, okay, that's not going to end well. And I know that we already know that. A lot of us have that process where we know, like, oh, I really want to do it, but I know it's not going to end well, but I just want to do it anyway. Now, because I have been practicing that impulse control, I've been practicing that awareness, I've been practicing connecting with what is actually going on underneath, what do I need right now? Now, when I have an acne breakout, I feel like I'm out of control because I can't just make it go away. And I have been working years on balancing out my hormones and focusing on my hormone health. I've made huge progress, but I still get acne breakouts. And I know why, because of how much I understand my own body and my hormones now. I know that it's stress. I know that when I have high levels of stress, which I often do, it's something I'm working on, that I will have an acne breakout when I get into the follicular phase. So the follicular phase, if you're unfamiliar with that, that is the phase. So there's the menstrual phase, the follicular phase, ovulation, luteal phase. So in the follicular phase, that's when I will get a little bit of a breakout or a big one. And sometimes it will continue for a week or even two. And that makes me feel really out of control. So what I need is a sense of control. And how do I give that to myself? If I fell into the picking session, I would try to give that to myself through picking because I would try and control the actual issue that I'm seeing. Now, if I took a step back, which is what I did, I took a figurative step back. And mind you, I was still pretty close to the mirror. I didn't take a literal step back. I took a figurative step back. And I thought, okay, what can I do? If I look at the bigger picture, what can I do to help myself? Right? What can I do to create change right now? So in the long term, in the future, I can minimize these breakouts or even eliminate them completely. Now, what I can do is do more things to lower my cortisol levels, because my cortisol levels are quite high because I tend towards chronic stress. That's my thing I need to work on, and I am working on it. So I looked at the bigger picture and I thought, okay, so I want to lower cortisol. I want to do more for myself to help myself relax and help my nervous system to return to a balanced state. And that means things like lymph massages every morning, breathing exercises, meditation, exercise on a level that is in alignment with my energy level. So not just smashing myself in intense workout every day, but seeing, okay, I'm still really sore from the last workout I did, so I'm just going to do some gentle yoga. I'm going to go for a walk. Maybe I'll go for a light run. And then if I have the energy levels and I'm physically feeling up to it, I do a more intense workout. So I'm seeing, okay, these are all the things I can do to help lower my cortisol levels, which next time round is probably going to have a positive impact on my skin. And also I acknowledge, okay, I have done a lot of work already on my gut health and my hormone health and regulating stress, and my skin has improved drastically. It is nothing. My skin used to be much worse 2 years ago. So that's the process I took myself through, right? I went back and I saw, okay, I have made progress. There's proof I have made progress. I understand where my hormone, what's happening. I understand why this breakout happened. So I can see what I can actually do to feel in control, which is take more care of myself, essentially. Do things that are going to help lower my cortisol. And that gave me the sense of control that I was searching for in the urge to pick. Now, that didn't mean that the urge completely went away. I still saw, like, anyone that sees pimples like that on their face, they're going to be like, I don't know if you could see my face, but like, you can imagine what my face looks like right now making that noise. They're going to be tempted and they're going to feel their urge to pick at it. That's okay. It's okay to feel that way. What I did was here as well, I acknowledged that I'm going to be frustrated by this. I acknowledged that I'm going to be triggered by it. I acknowledged that I am probably going to be visiting the mirror a little bit more often. I'm going to be maybe scanning my skin a little bit more often to be checking on my skin. So what I did there was I said, hey, I'm going to become more conscious of where my hands are, more conscious of, am I scanning my skin and reminding myself to leave my skin alone. So, and that's just me focusing on that right now while this breakout is happening. And I think that's really important to mention, because often what we do when we're triggered by something, and let's put it in the context of acne, when we get a breakout, when we get a massive ass pimple, to curb the urge to pick, we often try to tell ourselves, hey, it's okay, don't feel that way. Don't feel the urge. Don't feel frustrated. Just accept it as it is. Just accept the situation and be at peace with it. I call bullshit on that. It's okay to be frustrated by acne. It's okay to be triggered by it. It's okay to have the urge there that makes you want to pick it. It's so normal. Even if you didn't have chronic skin picking, even if you didn't struggle with this disorder, you would still get those urges on some level, because who wouldn't? Look, my partner, he doesn't get, I hope he's okay with me sharing this, I'll have to ask him, but he doesn't get acne, maybe like a few pimples a year. But even when he does get that one special little pimple, he also obsesses over it a little bit. He doesn't fall into picking sessions because, I mean, there's one pimple, but he's very much able to assess, like, hey, is it ready? Should I leave it alone? Should I squeeze it? And there's a logical process there of, no, if I did that, it would turn out really bad. But there is still the more obsession of like, hey, how's it doing now? Waking up in the morning and checking and looking at it. It's normal. That's okay. It's okay to do those things. It's okay to feel those things. It's okay to think those things. And I think by allowing ourselves, giving ourselves that grace of, hey, totally get it. Totally okay for you to feel that way and for you to be a bit more focused on it. Let's do something that's going to help us manage that feeling and manage that focus. Instead of trying to suppress the frustration and the urge, just accept it. It's totally okay that it's there. And I think when we accept it, we free up a lot of energy to focus on doing things that are actually going to be helpful. Because suppressing the urge and suppressing the frustration, suppressing the anxiety that comes up and trying to tell ourselves, hey, be at peace with it, it's okay, like it's just skin, like who I am on the inside is more important. And while that is true, it's also absolutely okay to feel shit about having an acne breakout. And when we accept that, we alleviate a lot of energy. We take a lot of the energy that we lose in trying to suppress that feeling, try to essentially gaslight ourselves into not feeling frustrated or upset about our skin, or trying to force ourselves not to feel any urges to pick at our skin. We release the energy that we've been focusing on that, and we can funnel that energy into something else. We can funnel that energy into, what do we need to do? Maybe it's more self-care, more things to reduce cortisol. Maybe it's focusing more energy and becoming more conscious of where our hands are. So obviously when we have breakouts, we tend to scan our skin more. So becoming more conscious of where our hands are and stopping ourselves from scanning our skin as often. Becoming more aware of how often we go to the mirror to check and just redirecting ourselves, say, hey, maybe I can check now. Maybe there's something else I can do instead. Giving ourselves the option, not being strict like a dictator saying, you're not allowed to look in the mirror. You're not allowed to touch your skin at all. And then when we do that, we berate ourselves for doing it. That just makes us feel worse and makes us want to pick our skin more. Giving ourselves the option, bringing in the consciousness and saying, okay, I'm scanning my skin now. How about we stop doing that, if that's cool? Hey, I'm walking towards the mirror now. I could check my skin. Maybe I don't need to right now. Maybe I can go do something else. And giving ourselves the option, taking that pressure out of it. And just taking as many opportunities as possible to bring in awareness, to bring in the conscious mind, even if you find yourself leaning into the mirror, touching your skin. There is an opportunity there. All hope is not lost. There is an opportunity there to bring in consciousness, to build your resilience to the urge that is drawing you to do that. And this is really powerful. Like I said, I still get the urge. Like that morning when I noticed the breakout and I was scanning and I was looking, I was thinking like, what the actual hell? The urge was building and building. And I chose in that moment to stop for a second, not to move away from the mirror, just to stop for a second and breathe in and feel that. And allow that urge to, it's like a wave. The urge is like a wave, and allowing the wave to wash over me and breathe through it so that then I can step back and take a look at the bigger picture and see what is actually in my control here. What can I do to give myself a sense of control? And you know what you're doing there, because that's a small moment, but it's a powerful moment. When you are leaning in, you're really feeling the intensity of the urge. And you take a moment to become consciously aware of the feeling, and you feel into it and you breathe into it and you allow that wave to wash over you. You're building your resilience to that feeling. Because it's not about healing from chronic skin picking, it's not about eliminating all the triggers. It's about getting really good at feeling them and being okay with feeling them and choosing consciously to do something differently, rather than just reacting to the urge. Because when we just react to the urge, we end up avoiding how we feel, avoiding mirrors, avoiding anything, usually berating ourselves, until we snap and we end up picking. Or we react and we just end up picking our skin. So it's about building that resilience. And it's in those moments when you feel that tension, you feel that discomfort, when you lean in and you really let yourself feel it, and you breathe through it and you welcome it into your body, that you start to build that resilience and you get much better at stopping yourself and preventing picking sessions. This is insanely powerful. This is literally the thing that gets me through really intense periods of my life. If I know something really intense is coming up, when I have acne breakouts, this is the thing that prevents majority of picking sessions I could fall into. And the great thing is, every single time I find myself in that situation, I have an opportunity to build more resilience. And the more of those situations that I find myself in, the less intense those urges feel. And when I do get a really intense feeling or a really intense urge, that's another opportunity to strengthen my resilience, to strengthen my awareness and my conscious mind. You can literally put yourself in a situation and expose yourself to the trigger. With intention, go to the mirror, or you don't even need to go to the mirror. You can literally just feel the texture and breathe through it. Well, get curious. How does it actually feel? How does that wave feel? How does that urge feel? And let yourself feel it. Let yourself breathe through it. Integrate that feeling. And that is a way that you're going to start to build your resilience. You get really familiar with a feeling. It doesn't become something that you're afraid of anymore. It becomes something that you know how to deal with. It's like almost like an old friend. You're like, oh, it's you again. I know what to do with you. I recognize you. Whereas for most of us, for most people who struggle with chronic skin picking, they feel the urge, they freak out, they get anxious because they're like, oh no, I'm going to lose control. I'm not going to be able to handle this. And then they try to avoid it to the best of their ability. And eventually a picking session happens because skin picking is avoidance itself. It's a tool to avoid. And so we can't fix the problem with the same problem. We can't fix a tool of avoidance by using more avoidance. And so the resilience there is key. And I want to invite you to also see other areas of your life where that discomfort comes up. Not necessarily the urge, but maybe where anxiety shows up, where stress shows up, where frustration, where you get triggered. And just take a pause when you feel that and really feel into the feeling. And really feel the wave of that emotion, because emotions have cycles. Okay, let's talk about anxiety or anger or frustration or fear. These tend to be emotions that most people don't handle very well, and probably, and honestly, most parents don't know how to deal with. And so when a child expresses that emotion, and if the parent doesn't know how to deal with that emotion for themselves, they can't help their child move through the process of that emotion. They can't help their child go through the full experience of that emotion because they themselves don't know how to do it. And so they shut their child down, and it doesn't mean that they're doing it maliciously. They're potentially doing it out of love because that's how what they learned. That's how they learned to deal with that emotion. And so they're just teaching you the same thing. This is what we call generational trauma. So this really isn't about blaming parents. It's just acknowledging that if there are certain emotions that you struggle feeling or that you avoid feeling, then that's probably because you'd never learned how to feel it in the first place. And we must learn how to feel the full expression, the full cycle of an emotion, to actually allow it to then be released from our body so that we can healthily regulate our nervous system and return back to a neutral state. And when you lean into the emotion and you welcome it into your body, you lean into the thing that is making you uncomfortable and you welcome it into your body, you create space and you breathe through it and you ride out the wave, you're building your emotional resilience. Because the more we avoid how we're feeling, the more we need things to help us avoid those feelings. And those things are skin picking, hair pulling, nail biting, scrolling on our phones, drinking, overeating, overexercising, porn, shopping. We can pretty much turn anything into a behavioral addiction. And they're tools. That's what they're there for. That's what skin picking is there for. And so that's why emotional resilience and building that and leaning into the discomfort is so powerful, and why I am talking about it for so long. Because when you start doing that, you change the game. You change the game completely. And this exposure to triggers is something that I go through with my one-on-one clients. It's a pretty big aspect of it, is put yourself in situations, and I mean safe situations, put yourself in situations where you're triggered by the texture or the sight of it or the thought of it, and just sit with it. Give yourself a time frame where you sit with it and you just ride out that wave. Now, the other things that are very effective that I want to highlight for you is, again, looking at the bigger picture. What is it in this situation that you're actually in control of? What would give you a sense of control? And with acne, it could be skincare, taking real good care of your skin. It could be, like I said, what I do, which is focusing on lowering my cortisol. It could be looking at the next week or couple of weeks and seeing and acknowledging, actually, it's going to be a really intense time for me for the next couple of weeks. I want to plan in a bit of structure so that I can give myself a sense of control. Maybe you recognize that actually it's probably what you've been eating lately that has contributed to this acne breakout. And so where you can get a sense of control is maybe setting out a meal plan, getting rid of junk food that is potentially in your cupboards, saying for the next couple of weeks, I'm not going to eat takeaway, greasy takeaway food. I'm going to reduce the amount of sugar I consume. Because these things are the things that we are truly in control of and will actually make a long-term difference. We can go for the surface level thing that we can control, which is the skin picking. We can give ourselves that sense of control, but it doesn't help us in the long term. And we already know that. But now you have a second option, looking at, okay, where is this coming from? And If you have no idea why you're having breakouts and you feel lost and frustrated, it's okay. That's a place to start. Give yourself the sense of control by saying, hey, I'm going to start researching this. I'm going to start figuring out what the hell is going on. Because that's how I started. I had no idea about hormone imbalance until I had a really bad relapse and recognized that I have hormonal acne. And it's not my skin isn't bad just because I picketed it. It's because I have hormonal acne. That's what led. And then I started Googling everything, researching everything. I started following people on social media who talk about women's hormone health. I started listening to podcasts about women's hormone health. I started reading books on women's hormones health. So that's where I started to give myself a sense of control. That is looking at the bigger picture. That is seeing, what do I need? I need a sense of control. I want to feel like I am actually, I don't want to feel like I'm out of control and like I have no choice here. I want to give myself choice and a sense of control. That's how you can do it. Look at the bigger picture. What can you do in the long term that will make a difference? And that also means being okay with delayed gratification. That's a big issue that we face in today's society, is we get this instant gratification and we're constantly searching that out. We're constantly looking for silver bullets and magic potions that are going to make us just make our problems go away. And the thing is, if you struggle with hormonal acne, it takes time to heal. And there is delayed gratification. The one thing I learned in my research while I was trying to figure out my own hormones was that whatever you do today, you'll see the results in 3 months' time. And so that was my benchmark. I thought, I'm going to try this new thing. And in 3 months' time, if it makes a difference and my skin looks a bit better, then I'm on the right track. There were many times where I would try something new. 3 months later, nothing would be different. And it would be so frustrating. And that's where resilience comes in as well. It's saying, okay, I'm going to pick myself back up because I know there is a solution to this. I'm going to find a way. And I'm going to look for the next thing. Now, in saying that, if you find someone who specializes in the thing, in the problem that you're facing, you're going to speed up your healing process. I did not do that because I wanted to do it on my own. It was a bit of a thing for me for a while where I didn't want to ask for help and I wanted to be a little miss independent. And it definitely slowed my healing progress. So just saying, if you know someone, if you have the resources, the finances to invest in support, do it. Leave your ego at the door and just get the support you need. So those are two really powerful things you can do. Look at the bigger picture and where you can give yourself a sense of control and build your resilience to the urge, build your emotional resilience. And that was the other thing, planning. Look into the future. See, okay, I'm having a breakout now. How is this going to play out of the week? Ooh, I can see I'm going to get frustrated with this. I can see it's going to be triggering. I can see I'm going to be scanning my skin more, probably going to the mirror more. How can I bring in more consciousness? How can I become more aware of my behavior so I don't just end up in a mindless picking session? So it's being realistic, not trying to suppress anything, not trying to gaslight ourselves into not feeling a certain way, just being realistic of the situation, being like, yeah, this sucks. I'm going to handle it. I'm going to be okay. I'm also going to acknowledge that it sucks and that I'm going to be frustrated and triggered a little bit over the next week or so, a little bit or a lot. Then the next thing is recognizing, okay, how is my life looking over the next couple of weeks? Do I have heaps going on? Am I going to be feeling potentially overwhelmed or stressed? What can I do to plan to care for myself in that time? And I have a really incredible story to share with you, because last year I had, like, literally, if you wanted to put in a witch's pot, in a witch's cauldron, all the ingredients to trigger a really bad skin picking session, this was me in 1 week. So the first thing is, I had a really bad breakout. Like, this breakout is nothing compared to that one. I had a really bad acne breakout at the start of the week. That weekend, I had a wedding to attend. That wedding, I only knew a few people there. Pretty much, I didn't know anyone there. It was also not just one evening, it was a weekend, because we had to drive 7 hours to Toscana in Italy. Amazing, it was so beautiful, it was an awesome time. But it was a weekend with people I didn't really know, combined with acne. And as well, in that week, leading up to that weekend, I had so much going on, like packed out. And so here's what I did. I acknowledged that I had a breakout. I was like, whoa, damn. Like, I know that if I pick this, I'm going to feel so incredibly self-conscious and my self-esteem is going to be very low if I pick my skin between now and the wedding. And I want to acknowledge again, sometimes we can acknowledge the negative consequences and we end up picking anyway. This is where we can actually help ourselves to not pick. So yeah, acknowledge the negative consequences. That's not the only thing we can do though. And that's not the only thing we should do. And the next thing I did was, okay, acknowledge shit situation. Best I can do is try and take care of myself. I also recognize, okay, the next week is friggin' intense. So I planned out my week to try and make sure that I got enough sleep. I also reduced the expectations on myself because I was building my business at that time. And I had lots of extra things to do in my time off. So I reduced my expectations of myself. I gave myself much smaller goals and much more simplified throughout that week, just so I could give myself some time to breathe and to calm down, and also so that I could sleep. So I reduced my expectations of myself, trying to be kind and loving and compassionate. I prioritized sleep. I also prioritized food. I prepared food so that I would have proper food to eat throughout that week. And I didn't go crazy. I didn't do like a huge meal prepping. Sometimes my idea of a meal is I'll have a tin of sardines. I don't love sardines, but they're really good for you. So I convince myself that they're okay to eat. So it might just be a tin of sardines, some rice, and some frozen veggies mixed in. That's it. That's it. And that takes no time to prepare. It's not the most delicious meal, but it's nutritious. And when I have a lot going on, that's what I focus on. That doesn't mean I ate that every day, but it was definitely one of the things that I went towards. So that's what I focus on. What's in my control? How can I care for myself over this week? Then I focused on affirmations leading up to the wedding because I used to have really bad social anxiety. And it's also, I think, totally normal to have a bit of social anxiety for any human being going to a weekend away with people you don't know. So I focused on some affirmations and some visualization, like I'm awesome, I'm amazing, I'm great at socializing, and I'm great at talking to people. So I focused on just on reassuring myself that I'm going to be okay. I can handle it. It's going to be all right. Even if there are awkward situations, everyone is feeling awkward. Everyone at some stage is going to feel awkward and not know what to say. And I'm not the only one. And it's not because there's something wrong with me that I feel that way, which is how I used to talk to myself. I used to think I'm the only one that feels awkward. It's because there's something wrong with me and, oh, I need to fix myself so I don't feel this way. But no, actually everyone feels awkward and has social anxiety, especially in those situations. So I focused on that kind of positive self-talk, talking myself up, soothing myself. Now, in saying that, I have worked a lot on my confidence and self-esteem to get to a point where I actually do feel comfortable to be myself. It doesn't mean that I don't need a little bit of extra support from myself to feel that way. So that's what I did. I gave myself that mental buildup. I gave myself some control. I gave myself some care. I also lent in to the urges and the triggers that was the acne breakout. I lent into it like what we were talking about before. And so we headed off to the wedding that Friday. Still, my skin had improved a little bit, but it was still pretty bad breakout. And just something to add to the cherry on top, in addition to being in a different place, being around people I don't know, being out of routine, having an acne breakout, having a really intense week, I also forgot my dress and we had to rush around and try and find one. We were in a rural part of Italy as well, so it's not like we just go to a mall around the corner. We had to drive and try and find a market somewhere that was open. We did. Luckily, we found a dress. Luckily, I wasn't the center of attention that day. So as long as I could fit into the photos, that was my goal. Now, that was a witch's cauldron of triggers for a really bad picking session. It was all there. It didn't happen. Because of the things that we've just been talking about, I implemented those things. That was my strategy and it works. And that same strategy is what I'm applying to this breakout. It's also the same strategy I apply to any time where I can see that's going to be a really intense time. I'm maybe a little bit anxious or nervous or overwhelmed or in any situation where I feel like there's going to be heightened emotions that are a little bit hard to deal with, that's the strategy I implement. And this strategy, it's something that takes practice and repetition, and it takes the resilience to keep coming back to it, even if we fall off the bandwagon a little bit. Even if we try and we end up in a picking session, it takes coming back to it and trying again and having that compassion and patience and understanding for ourselves. It's like when I was at the wedding and there were awkward moments because, like I said, there simply are. Instead of berating myself for having the awkward moment, I would say, hey, it's okay. It's going to happen, and other people here are going to have their own awkward moments, and I'm not the only one. It's normal. It's allowing myself to just not be perfect. And I hope you can see here how that mindset and that approach is replicated in different areas of my life. So it's not just isolated to my skin and skin picking. I replicate that compassion and that forgiveness and that not having the need to be perfect in pretty much almost every area of my life. And if I see an area of my life where that perfectionism is coming in, where that criticism and that anxiety and overwhelm is getting big, then I focus there and I start to apply that strategy. I start to say, hey, what's in my control? How can I be more kind to myself? How can I care for myself? And when we start to do that in more areas of our life, we reduce significantly the amount of stress that we experience, because we're bringing compassion and care and space and awareness and consciousness into multiple aspects of our life, so that eventually our entire life is going to be that. And can you imagine how powerful that is? What an impact that has on you. What an impact that would have on the urge to pick at your skin if you live a life that is compassionate and caring and understanding and patient and conscious and aware and is full of choice and forgiveness, and you don't have to be perfect ever. And to achieve that takes practice, takes consistency, in the sense of we keep returning even when we're not perfect, even when we stumble. We keep trying, we keep experimenting, we keep seeing how can we love ourselves more. And the more we practice that, the more resilient we become, the more loving and caring and compassionate we become towards ourselves, the more we trust ourselves, the more our self-esteem grows, the more our confidence grows, the better we get at dealing with intense situations, the better we get at dealing with intense urges and intense emotions, and the better we get at dealing with these things and experiencing these things, the less we're going to end up picking our skin. Because skin picking helps us to avoid all that stuff. And so when we get really good at dealing with it in a healthy way, what need is there for skin picking? I hope this episode has left you feeling seen and heard and inspired as well. I hope you've gained a lot of value and new information that's going to help you in your own healing journey. I really appreciate you taking the time out to listen to this and to be here. And if you did enjoy this episode, I would so love it if you could hit subscribe or like or leave a review and let me know what you think. It would be amazing to have your support in that way. And that brings us to the end of the fourth episode of the Untapped Potential podcast. Have an amazing rest of your day or evening or morning, wherever you are in the world. And I'll see you next time.